happy to join with you once more. I have been aware of each one of you more clearly since last we met. I wish to say to you this time that do you realize how much the connection between your spiritual growth and your physical living has developed? I know that each one of you is much more aware that as, and you do not know how much you have grown spiritually, but I try to tell you often, but I know each one of you has become aware of the union between spirit and physical life. Each one of you knows and understands that you have become more than just emissaries for spirit. You have become within yourselves more spirit, less physical. Each one of you, although each one is so different, but each one of you has the opportunity to voice the knowledge that you have gained. I know there is a fear amongst you that you are afraid at times to speak the words that you know to be truth. But this fear will go as you grow. There will be no fear, and truth will come easily to be parted from the lips. Each one of you, in your own individual way, has much to give. Not only to give, but to teach. Teaching of spirit, remember, comes about in the most simplest of ways. A touch, a smile, to live your physical lives as you know you should, to dispel fear and doubt in all of your daily living, will enable you to come forward with the truth of spirit. To those in your world who have become almost spiritually ignorant, I say almost because there is a spark within all people, whether they deny it or not, they know what the truth is truly about. But to those people you can bring love and light and harmony and so also to yourselves does this not come back to you. So I say to you this time, my dear friends, continue to go forward. Use your words wisely. Many opportunities have been given to you thus far. And I say to you now that as time continues throughout your physical lives, that many, many opportunities for each one of you will come. And it is up to you, my dear friends, because of course you have your free will. It is up to you to be positive and to take those opportunities given for the greater good of mankind. I hope, my friends, this does not sound like one of your earthly sermons. I do not mean it to be so. But it is good for each one of you to know what you have fulfilled and what there is to come. So I say, do not be afraid to use your words when the opportunity comes to you. Not only your words, but as I say, a touch, a kindness, a look. These are all the spiritual gifts. Make use of them. Bring love to your fellow man. These things are simple to do. But you have to make the effort to fulfill it.
Yes, this encourages.
If you have any questions this time, I will answer them. But I would say to you, I would like you to give some time this evening to your own individual development, if you are agreeable.
Absolutely.
So, my friends, have we questions this time?
Any questions?
Could I just recap on when we go within, we might hear the I of divinity, the ego I, which needs to be subdued sometimes. When there might be influence from the spirit guide. On very rare occasions, there might be the voice of a soul teacher. Is that a fair statement in connection with going within?
You have listened to my words wisely. And for this I would say to you, there are many degrees to what you call meditation. You can have a group of people who will speak to you of different experiences during what you call meditation. But true meditation in the spiritual sense, of course, you would always be guided by those friends, helpers, and yes, teachers of awareness at times.
Yes.
You are correct in your assumption. Meditation, to be true, you need to give of yourself with love, with openness, and to offer yourself to the divine creation to be used not as you will, but as that divinity will have you do. Do you understand?
Yes.
If you want to achieve meditation on the highest level, then you have to forego any physical traits or thinking.
Yes.
You understand?
Thank you. Yes, there's another question I'd like to ask about time. In spirit, evolution continues, and in a sense, therefore...
Can I stop you there, my friend?
Yes.
I know you use the word evolution. It is used mainly for physical living. If you are going to the higher realms, as you wish to call it, I would prefer to call it energy expansion. There is a slight difference. If you wish to continue on that pathway, then by all means continue.
Yes, I was just going to inquire if there might be an aspect of time in spirit. But in spirit, one would not be aware of it. There would be no awareness of time.
Yes, that is why I use the term energy expansion.
Ah, yes.
The aspect of time by then would have disappeared, if I may use that.
So throughout various realms in spirit, there would be no time involvement in any of those realms?
Not as you would have it, no. No.
I see.
But of course that is far off in your own knowledge and would take much time, may I use the word again, before that would be achieved.
Thank you for your term, energy expansion. That has clarified it further for me.
Yes. I know the topic of time with human beings, it has been much maligned by many people on your planet. It is a confusing subject and best taken one step at a time. But I hope and I know you do acknowledge the teaching I have given you about time.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I merely put questions in order to help clarify for us.
That is why we have time for such questions, in order that clarity of thinking can be achieved. Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Paul or Mark?
I feel now, if you will, that time be given to each individual one. I, of course, my dear friend, will leave it in your most capable hands.
Thank you. Thank you very much.